What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today I'm going to react to the Transformers Rise of the Beast official teaser trailer. But before we do that, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pull promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
You heard the beautiful lady. You need online marketing promotions. Check us out, promopalace.biz. One-stop shop for all marketing promotions for your music, product, brand, or your service. All right, so let's get into it.
I'm not the one to fear, Prime. There is a darkness coming.
It already seems corny, but let's keep going.
Let them come.
And if you don't know, now you know.
This can't be real. This can't be real. Oh, this is real.
I'm not really impressed. I think after the Shia LaBeouf ones, they could have probably ended the Transformers ones. I wasn't too big on the Mark Wahlberg ones. I thought the first Mark Wahlberg one was really, really kind of corny and whatnot. So, there's a lot of movies where they could have just stopped and ended off. Like, they probably overextended Fast and Furious. A friend of mine was saying that they probably could have got away with just doing one Creed movie. You know, they're trying to make it like it's Rocky, but it's not going to never be Rocky, man. Like, because there is no Creed without Rocky. And I was big on Transformers as a kid, like the cartoon or whatnot. Like I said, I think all the Shia LaBeouf ones were good. Especially the last Shia LaBeouf one. It was really, really good with the pyramid and all that. Because, you know, I'm big on Egyptians and I love pyramids and just the whole conspiracy behind, like, who, how did they really build these pyramids? Like the actual details, you know what I'm saying? Word for word, like detail for detail. How was this really, really done when we can't do it today? You know, but Transformers would probably do well and like money wise and whatnot. They typically probably always do, but it's not something I'm going to be just like clamoring to see. I'm really waiting for that John Wick 4 to come out. So, yeah. Boo hoo. Transformers, Rise of the Beast. Nothing to get so too excited over. Once again, thank you for tuning in, Paul Picker Podcast.